Damian, from the standpoint of each and every week being tested, bullseye on the back, how do you and your teammates prepare for that mentally?
You know, it's a grind, and we know that day in and day out, every team is going to give us their best shot on Saturdays. But I think one thing that really helps us is Coach Saban's leadership and how he really leads this team and the direction he tries to take us in. And, you know, he lets us know that every week we're going to get everybody's national championship ever. And he prepares us so that when we get in these situations, no matter what the opposing team throws at us, we'll always be ready. So the way he trains us mentally, physically, just so we can handle any sort of situation in the game, I think that that's what really sets us apart from the rest.
Talk about the competition in the backfield. It's a brotherhood. At the same time, you all want the rock, per se. How do you push each other?
You know, I wouldn't really say it's much of a competition at all. I think brotherhood would be the right word to use. None of us really think of how many carries we're going to get or how many plays we're going to make. All we want to be able to do is if our number or our name is called in a crucial situation in a game, we want to be able to make the play. So I think that's one thing that really helps us. We all really try to compliment each other. I see a guy go in and make a big play, have a big run, score a touchdown. That makes me want to play better. And I know that the way I play, you know, affects the rest of them as well. So we try to play off of each other, try to compliment each other, and just try to be the best unit we can be.
How easy is it knowing that you're running behind a line that's always featuring all-conference, all-Americans?
It makes our job a lot easier. We are definitely fortunate to run behind those guys, guys like Ross, Jonah, guys that have a lot of experience. You know, they really paved the way for us to have the success in the running game like we've had in the past few years.
You know, one of the things people talk about practice makes perfect. You know, from an Alabama perspective, knowing the talent you're going up against as far as what is on the other side on defense and vice versa,
Absolutely. You
know, once you get to game day, you already have gone up against the best.
Exactly. One of the things that really pushed Alabama for me when I was recruiting high school is I knew that if I could come in here and compete against the best defense day in and day out, Saturdays would be easier for me. And that's exactly what it is. We go up against the best defense in the country every single day at practice, and it makes the games a lot easier. I mean, it's still tough. We play a lot of great defense out there, but at the end of the day, we think we have the best skill players, the best linemen, the best everybody in the country. So, you know, that competitive nature when we go against each other every day in practice, you know, whenever we get in the game, things are a lot easier. The game slowed down, and, you know, we feel like we have a lot more control.
What keeps you hungry as far as this upcoming season, having the opportunity to play for hopefully another national championship?
Success isn't inherited. You know, I've won two national championships. I've been here, two SEC championships. But at the end of the day, as far as this upcoming season, that doesn't really mean anything. You know, that's not going to guarantee me anything, any success as a team or as an individual for this upcoming season. So anything that I want this year, I know that I'm going to have to earn it, as well as this team. We're going to have to earn it. And, you know, we got a big target on our back. So if we want to repeat, if we want to go and have the success that we had in the past and do all those things we want to accomplish, that we're going to have to work that much harder.
Mark Ingram, Heisman Trophy winner with the Saints. Derrick Henry, Heisman Trophy winner with the Titans. What do those individuals mean to you?
They mean the world to me. I mean, they paved the way for guys like me and, you know, the guys in the back room right now to be able to hold the position of Alabama running back in such high regard. Guys like that really set the standard of what it takes to be a player in that position and to sit in that meeting room. So, you know, those guys really set the standard, and, you know, every single day we try to do our best to live up to that.
Best of luck in 2018.
Thank you, sir.